Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now we will hear the warning of the shofar. Hallelujah. Torah, that you have awakened us to your Sabbath home, to enter into your house one more time, to hear your scripture of truth, your Torah, Abba Yahweh. Bless the man servant that's going to speak to the house this morning, Abba Yahweh. Bind up all the spirits that try to come against him this day, Abba Yahweh. Give him free liberty to speak with correction, rebuke, chastisement, reproof, Abba Yahweh. For the house of Israel, preparing us for the battle ahead, Abba Yahweh. Or let your Ruach have its way today, Abba Yahweh, touching the lives of your people, Abba Yahweh, that we stand in these last and evil days, proclaiming to be your true conditions, Abba Yahweh, a light that's set up on a hill and can't be hid, Abba Yahweh, proclaiming your true name, of the Abba, your precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach. Bless the house today, Abba Yahweh. Let us trust, let us believe, and let us receive the word that's going to be spoken this morning to Israel. And your precious son, Yahshua HaMashiach, I pray. We're all about saying hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's going to wipe away all of our tears. I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 1:22-33. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity and the scorners delight in their scorning? And fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my ruah unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you have set at naught all my counsel, and with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mark when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they that hateth knowledge, and did not choose the fear of Yahweh. They were none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearken unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Now we will hear the voice of the pastor, and as he come forth, let us greet him with Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael. Let us rejoice in the presence of Almighty Yah. Let me say this in the introduction, that it is a sad commentary. We find a people that say that they are the seed, the Zerah of Yisrael, and there is no robust internalizing of the very power of the Mighty One of Yisrael. This is a sick, sad generation, for our minds have been shapen by the iniquitous ways of our own lawlessness. We have walked in our avon and our powerlessness, and our minds have been conformed to that. We have established constitutions that are far from the Torah of Almighty Yah. For he commands Israel, let everything that hath breath praise ye, abrach, to feareth ye Yahweh. This is a stubborn generation. It is one that knows not the Abba, has no understanding. Our knowledge is based upon our, as Elder Wyman Bynum spoke to us on last night, we have been shapen by this spirit of Isabel, this Jezebel spirit. We understand, Israel, that the Torah, it is the instructions, it is the guidelines and disciplines of Yah that we may meet the goal that the Abba has established for a people that he has elected. And they shall shine with a bright emerald light, that others may see the power of the Most High One of Israel. And what we have done through our secular mindset, we can see it as we were so warned last night. We can see it in all forms of religion, whether it is Yahudaism, whether it is Christianity or Islam. They have taken the Torah of Yah. They have conformed it to traditions. And the Torah of Yah that he gives unto Israel, and it begins in the Bereshit, the Genesis of all things, it is his instructions, as he gave unto Noach, to accomplish the purpose and the goal that he had mandated. Because he said, I will bring terror upon this evil, wicked generation. And the Torah is given unto Israel that we may come into the presence of Yah through obedience, by Emunah, by faith in Yahshua, that we may accomplish his purpose. And this is a generation that doesn't even know the purpose of Yah. He must, as the battle raged in the Hoshemayim, the heavens, Shotan began to exalt himself because of his own beauty that emanated the beauty of Yah. That is all based upon the worship, the Shachar, the worship of Yah. And there is a great battle today, for his identity is declared unto the world by the true worship of Israel unto him. And we come before him all staunch, stiff-necked, uncircumcised, in love him in our hearts. And we are repulsive, wicked people. For he commands us, as Yahshua says unto the Samaritan woman, he says that your avats, they worship in the mountains and the hills. He said, but the Abba seeketh such. And that is what the Torah directs us to. He seeketh such that will worship him in raka and in life, in spirit and in truth. And so the people of Yah must worship him that way. Hallelujah. That's all right. You can sit dead on me. That's all right with me. I have no compunction with that. You understand? There should be an omen that we concur with the specifics of Yah. That's all right. You will not go to the ball games today. And they will show you what worship is unto their gods. Whether it's LSU Tigers, Georgia Tech Hornets, whomever, the Bulldogs. And all of their insignias are all filthy things, unclean. And they will show you an aspiration that is not even found among those that say they know the Abba, that knows Yahweh. We are people that's under disillusion. And so we proceed with our relics and our form and fashionism that denotes that we are the seed of Israel, lies from the pit of hell. It does not denote one thing at all. It is a tradition based among people that have taken the Torah. They have twisted, they have wrestled the Torah to conform to their own standards and to depict their image. And the Torah of Yah depict the mind of Almighty Yah. That's what it does. It depicts, it shows us the attitude, the personality, his mindset that he conveys or he delivers unto a people that they may meet his purpose. And the purpose that Yah established in Israel is the people to truly worship him. That's what he wants. That's what he wants. For the gods declare that they must be worshipped. We must have this shachar, this supplication, this bowing down, and this falling before Yah in a prostrate position. That our levim cries with great Teshuvah, repentance, and it is so deeply felt that we realize a speck of nothing. Yet Yah has called and elected a people that were consistent of nothing but a vile pile of putrefied, wicked, adulterated flesh. We come into the presence of Yah as David, he instructs us how to come before his presence. Hallelujah. Are we truly the seed of Israel? Are we imposters? Are we imposters? walking in falsehoods, in this religious euphoric, and makes us feel wonderful. The word of Yah is sharp and powerful than any two-edged swords. It comes to cut, to refine, to shape us, to repudiate, to rebuke, to bring mishpat, his judgment, to set his house in order, that we may be in alliance with him. And that is the purpose of the Torah. You can begin in Bereshit, the book of Genesis. As he said unto Noah, scripture says, and Noah, he did all, not some, call the entirety, not one centilla of a jolt was missing. He did all that Yah, according that Yahweh commanded him. He did all according to what Yah commanded him. He instructed him. And that is what the Torah does. It instructs us the simplicity, the tome, the completion, the fullness, the perfection of the Torah. It brings out the essence of every jot and tittle that Yahshua said, not one part shall pass from the Torah of Yah. We sit before the presence of the King. Zelda Wyman brought out, people got more excited about Barak Obama. They wept, they cried, women fell down prostrate, they fell down losing their emotions. And men, Jesse Jackson and all this heathenistic mindset, they wept, they cried. And we come before the presence of the Abba. We are staunch and stiff-necked, uncircumcised in these wicked hearts. That's why we're given over unto delusion, because we see not the love of Torah. We're a nation out of people in Israel, receive not the love of Torah. He gave them over to delusions. Did they perceive they had might in their own strength? Our strength comes from Almighty Yahweh. There is where the strength of Israel comes from. We come before him with our own personal interpretation, the traditions of our wicked forefathers. It is not the mandate of the Abba. We must, as Noach, he did all according to what Yahweh commanded him. He was a tzaddik, he was a man filled with righteousness, the Torah of obedience unto Yah. For some reason, we think that the Torah of Yah begins with Moshe. That is not so. When Yah speaks a word, it is a Torah, and it is a Torah of life. Every word that he speaks, as Yahshua says, it is the ruach, it is the spirit of life, and it is spirit makes one alive. You can go to Atlanta Falcons football game, and the spirit of that place will arouse you. And if you are dead, you will come alive. It will make you robust. It will invigorate you. It will rejuvenate you. And you will find yourself doing things that you did not even realize you were doing. So it is the Ruach among Israel that caused the living power of Torah to come alive. Why? Because the words that Yahshua is and was, he is Torah. And the word he is, it is Ruach, it is spirit, it is Yahweh, and it is life. It is Yah. And so when the living power of Yah is in us, we are alive. Hallelujah. I rejoice in Yahshua. Rogan David said, rejoice Israel. No, I did not come to Atlanta to appease anyone's carnal fleshly minds. That's not this preacher here. I'm not looking to establish some kind of mandate among the people. I'm here to declare the counsel, and all the counsel that I know according to the Torah of Yah unto his people. For we are lost people, we are sad, we are pitiful, and we need help. And that is the truth. Hallelujah. It is not according to your traditions, because they have made voids the Torah of Yah. For the Torah of Yah emanates power from Yisrael. It emanates the Shelach and the Shachal. The power to advance, to go forth, the authority of the mind to understand the specifics of Yah. This generation understand nothing of Yah. Nothing. Because those that think that they know, they have forsaken the living water of Yisrael. I want to be God in Scripture. And I want to express unto Yisrael, as the brothers have come, they are more eloquent teachers than I am. I am a loose cannon. So there is no formats to the way this preacher preaches. There is no structural dynamic to the way he preaches. He simply bare the bosom of Yah unto his people to make the word of Yah simple, with simplicity, with the tongue. As a young lad, I recall my mother when she would buy patterns in the days, in the 60s. And I recall the name of the pattern. It was called Simplicity or whatever. It was Simplicity. And the pattern was so laid out that it was simple for anyone to cut out the pattern, follow the instructions, and you could make garments for one to wear. And that is what the Torah of Yah is. It is His tomb. His tomb. It is His perfectness, His perfection. It is so precise. It is so simple. There is nothing incumbent about it. We can see that the ones of color, the ones that are brown, dark-skinned, the Negroes, the blacks, the Americans, the African-Americans, they have taken the Torah and they have skewered it, they have wrestled it, so as though they call themselves Jews, Yahudim, and those they call themselves Orthodox, or whatever, liberals, they have demasticated or taken the Torah of Yah and torn it to slitherings, whether they be Caucasians or what, have justified their damnable wickedness, their unrighteousness. This is a vile, wicked nation America is. Because there is no Misra, there is no government that is complete, that is ordered in the disciplines of Yahweh. You can't find it through no nation in the world. So they all have taken their part, and they have added their traditions, they have added their little codes, and their little idiosyncrasies. And so if you do not associate with that, then you are not walking in the lights of Torah. No, Yah gave the Torah unto His elect. And when Yah elects a man, He speaks unto him by the living Torah, Yeshua HaMashiach. And He has spoken unto Yisrael by the living power of His Torah. And so every man, you got the white Torah, you got the black Torah, you got the Jewish Torah, you got the Orthodox Torah, you got the liberal Torah, and they're full of lies. And they all have taken it, and they have imparted their own traditions, and their own manifesto, and the people are corrupt, they're twisted. When they hear truth, they don't even know how to respond. When the truth is revealed, they question everything because their minds are out of sync with the Torah of Yah. We must get back, as the old folks would say, to the old time way. Hallelujah. It is one thing that Yah does. He writes His Torah, as He did with Moshe. When Moshe came down and found those wicked folks and all their sins, He flung the tablets at them. Hallelujah. Because of their wickedness, their vileness. And Yah says, I understand, Moshe. I tell you what. You go hew me out some more stones. I'll write it again. So has He done in the life of Israel. He has written Khatab. He has written His Torah in the heart and the mind and the inward part of Israel. It is time out that we as the people of Yah playing around with your folly and our fictitious lifestyles that are based upon traditions and not upon the order of Yah. Don't worry about the baby crying. You all listen. That's the problem. Hallelujah. We're distracted by everything. I'm not here to amuse us. We've had enough amusement. Every kind of vile thing we've participated in. It's time that we get right with Yah.
Hallelujah. Ora began the Bereshit of things in Genesis. Hallelujah. Ora began in chapter 8, verse 20. We understand, as I said to us, that Noach, the man of Yah, he was a Tzaddik, he was a righteous man, according to the principles of the Torah of Yah, according to the guidance, the guidelines, according to the instructions as Elder Wyndham brought out to us, the Musah, the instructions that discipline us, that brings us into the perfect order or the perfect disciplines of Almighty Yahweh. So he was a man that was Tzaddik, he was upright, he had a pure love, and he delighted in the instructions of Almighty Yahweh. You have so many splinter groups that they splinter from splinters from splinters because no one wants to delight in the Torah of truth. This Torah is of no man's private interpretation. It is revealed by the power and the manifestation of Yeshua HaMashiach. It is a living truth. It has never been dead. It has always been filled with the mercies, the kindness, the tenderness of Yah from the beginning. There is nothing new, nothing out. What he has done with this profoundness of Yeshua HaMashiach, he has given unto us a Brit Hadassah, a covenant that it is a continuation, and nothing has changed. Yeshua did not remove one jolt, one pirula from the Torah of Yah. Nothing is the power to bring it to light, the fullness, even in the blood offerings and the sacrifices. He brought that to light, the power of that, in our obedience and our submissiveness unto Almighty Yahweh. Just not by your relics. Who has more relics than the Catholic whore? Hallelujah. Or the white Baptists, or the black Baptists, or the white Pentecostals, or the white Pentecostals, or the Jewish Messianics. I'm not afraid to talk like that now. This is the way I talk. Hallelujah. We have procrastinated too long. Had a man write me the other day, and that his one of the contingencies of dealing with him, you cannot speak anything against Israel. Well, that little strip of land there, we will show you in Scripture today, that doesn't constitute all Israel. And those folks that are there, not all of them are Israel. Is that remnant? Is a remnant of the seed. As Elder Wyman brought out last night, it's just the truth. We don't want to deal with the actuality of facts. There were thieves and liars and cutthroats, and they came. And they killed and they massacred and they murdered. Yahweh has always fought the battle for Israel. He has always. And they butchered the Palestinians and they killed them. And they go to their walls and they pray. There is nothing coming from the wall. So you cannot say anything about that. Why? It's amazing that in this nation, we can talk about, quote, the black man, his conditions, but we can't talk about the white man in his condition, his attitudes. We can't talk about the Jewish man. We can't talk about the Greek man. We can't talk about nothing because we are people that are so sensitive. We don't want to deal with the reality of the truth. If they're wicked, I don't care if it's a black man, a brown man, a white man, a Jewish man. He's the wicked man. It makes no difference. And if you regard the black man, the white man, or the Jewish man, you're as wicked as they are. We don't want to deal with that. And it's wrong. Yahweh tore Israel to hell when they disobeyed him. He gave them over unto the Hittites, the Jebusites, to diminish their power, to bring them to shame. They took their women. They robbed the virtuousness of the women. And these cowardly men today. That's what they are. I say it that way. Solomon looked for a man he couldn't find but one. He looked for the pure entity of the woman. Come on, a man with 900 women and thousands that begged for him. And could not find one. Hallelujah. To hell with what this feminine order says. We will deal with truth. What Torah speaks. We're set for one thing. We're set for the defense of the message of Yeshua. Nothing else. But I defend that. I defend the message of Yahweh. If you find yourself defending any other thing, you are wicked. I do not defend Barack Hussein Obama no more than Mr. George Bush. For they are the seed of the serpent. They are cut out of the same cloth. Hallelujah. They're trying to identify Israel. And as Yah says to Yitzhak, because of the promise unto Abraham that Israel will be like the stars of Hashemayim of the heavens and of the sand of the sea. Now, I ask you one question. If you drop a piece of sand or a grain of sand along the seashore, turn around, could you find it? You could not. You cannot even number it. So it's not of the multiplicity or the numerics of Israel. He said that Israel, even though when the wicked tried to find Yahshua, he was not revealed unto his time. You will know the seed of Israel, for they shall be revealed in that time. For there is much persecution, trials, for many of the afflictions of the Sadiq or the righteous, call according to the purpose of Yah, but Yah delivers them out of them all. And so the time shall prevail that Israel shall be made known, as Yahshua was made known. And when Israel was made known for the great, when Yahshua was made known for the great trial, as Pilate said, he went out and said, when he asked him, what is Emat? What is truth? What is the power of the Torah? Hallelujah. He went out and said unto those that desired to impel him, he says, I find no fault in this man. There's nothing there. Nothing. And true Israel, you will not find faults in them against Yah. And we are people full of wickedness, are we not? We are Rasha people. We're full of criminality. We love to commit criminal acts against Yah. And that's our problem. Of course, we don't want to tell us that because we want people, the prophets aren't the smooth things. Tell me sweet things about me. Tell me wonderful things about me. Tell me that I'm this. You're not that. We're missing the mark. My prayers will raise up to Nobi, the prophet. What a strength that will stand against this indignant, wicked generation. Oh, you do excellent teaching on Torah things as far as what you call, quote, the Bayat, the temple. You can teach on the pacifics and the rooms and the showbread and all of the utensils. But that doesn't bring a man's mind in the direct alliance with the truth of Yah. We can teach on all those things. We miss the most weightiest thing. We miss the Mishpatim, the judgment of Yah. We are afraid to judge. The Sadiq man, the righteous man, he that is spiritual, he judge all things. And he's not even discerned of men. He's not even discerned that he is a righteous man. He's not one that has even acknowledged that. There's a tremendous battle that is raging. It is raging against the identity of the Most High. That's what it's all about. And it comes down to the worship element. And we as Israel must get in the true form of worshiping Israel. Not in your little rituals, your traditions, your formalities. They don't produce a damn thing. They damn us. Produce nothing. I've gone to places, and of course they had their rituals for years, and they can quote things out of the scripture, and they don't even look. They have a wad, stacks of papers like that, that this is the flow of the service. And yet you look, you discern, you see no light of the power of Yah. The Ra'ach. And that is the power that there is a lively strength of the Torah of Yah that operates in the minds of His people. You see nothing. But yet they have the rituals that produce nothing but a formality and a form every time they gather. That's all it does. It doesn't identify with the depth of their own love. It doesn't correct. It doesn't set the order of Yah according to the Torah. It is a deceitful form. That's all it is. They go to that wall over there in Jerusalem, in that city, Jerusalem, and they pray. And they go out and they will murder a Palestinian. They will kill. They will destroy. Come on, Israel. And if you're afraid, you better get out of here. For the walls may crumble in. Or the establishment here may put me out. I have no problem with that. We must deal with the Imat, the truth. We must deal with honesty. And it's sad. Hallelujah. Even that day when you had that religious experience. I know I did. 30 years ago, better. And of course, I was a broken man. All the things that I had done, the wickedness, the putrefied matter of my life, they all came before me. And I broke down with such tears. I didn't even know, quote, what a God was, unquote. I knew the traditions of my mother. I did not know. But I knew, even in the principles and the disciplines that I had learned by her, that if I would just confess my wickedness and be sincere. And my sincerity was based upon my brokenness of great tears. But that didn't save me. Yahweh had elected Israel before the foundation of the world. And as Herods, as Pharaoh tried to find the remnant of the seed, like Moshe, to destroy the firstborn, the men, they could not find them, nor can Shotan find Israel today. You understand that? For Israel, Yaakov, shall be revealed. And he is going to wrestle with the Malacca of Almighty Yahweh, because Yahweh is the one that caused Israel to prevail. Not your form of ritualism. I despise it. They will pray at the walls all day and stab a Palestinian in the heads. One that has nothing to do with the lawlessness of the Hamas, the violence. And that is the truth. And we must deal with the reality of that. I will not defend anyone. I defend Yeshua. And I certainly do not need you to defend me. I tell the people around me all the time, I don't want your hava, I don't want your love. Because if this is what your love represents, I don't want that. Don't love me. Love yourself, love someone else. You cannot learn how to love me until you truly learn how to love yourself. Well, you truly learn how to love yourself, you're honest with yourself. It's almost like a man like me, overweight and grotesque. He looks at himself and says, man, you gotta work on that. I just been totally honest. He just won't look in the mirror and say, oh, you look fine. No, you're a liar. You don't look fine. You're deceiving yourself. You're looking at the eyes of deception. And that is what they have done with the Torah. They have contorted it and changed it. They brought it down to rituals. Hallelujah. There are many things that I could touch on today, but I won't, because of expedience. And what to do with the simplicity of the tomb, the simplicity, the excellence, the perfection of the Torah of Almighty Yah. And that Torah communicates unto us the goal, the purpose of Yah. That is what Torah is. That is what Torah is. It has guidelines that we walk within the confines of the guidelines, that it brings us to the goal of Yah. Do you all hear that, Israel? That is what the Torah is. When he spoke unto Noah, he spoke a Torah. He spoke a Mishra, a governing power of words, of expression, to cause him to meet his purpose and to fulfill his goal. And when he did that, we can see it in the offering that he offered up unto Yah. The Torah was not a new implementation with Moshe. It was from the beginning. Because everything that Yah does, this cosmos, the logistics and the order of it, the sun never loses its place. He had it to stand still for Yahshua. It never loses its place. The moon never loses her light, but he's going to turn it dark. And the sun, the stars, the celestial bodies are in their order according to the Torah of Yah. It is the discipline, it is the mandate that they may serve the purpose of the Most High. That's what it's for. Because if the moon and the sun exchange places, then you're going to have, you're going to even have a change of the physical structure of man. And that's what has happened. We have a mutated mind that thinks that it is of Yah, that has no Torah delight in it. Shaul says, I delight in the Torah of Yah from the inward parts. How do you do that? Well, he has written something in us. It's almost like a woman that the man that she loves, she has great aspiration for. She gets a letter. She thought that he was deceased, lost in the battle. And all of a sudden, she gets a letter. And because her love is so real, it is so pure and love for him. When she gets that letter, it causes her, as she treasures each word, I'm alive, Jean. I'll be home. Every word, and she lays hold to that. Because his thoughts are imprinted in our life. His words, the messages that they spoke in the past are written. And just to hear those words, the inward part of her began to rejoice. And she just cannot stand still. The tears began to flow. Her hands, she began to run. She wants to tell everyone, David is alive. I heard from him. Oh, I'm so happy. You would know how to vote that I heard from him. We hear from Yah. We ought to respond that way. And not be like the Hanif, the hypocrites. You win the lottery, you wouldn't respond like that. Hallelujah. See your wickedness? You act like a plain fool. I've hit something greater than the lottery. Hallelujah. It's one thing that I constantly remind myself. I'm getting old every day. And I know that I'm going to cease from this biological realm. Hallelujah. As the old folks would say, I want to be right. I want to be right. And there is only one thing that calls us to meet the goals of Yahweh's Torah. Scripture says here in Bereshit in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20. We must understand, as I introduced from the beginning, that Moshe, he was a man, a Noach. He was a man that obeyed Yah. He did all according that Yah commanded him. According to the Torah, he did all according to Yah's commandments. He kept the Torah as Yah spoke unto him. He did that. And after this great rage of Yah was poured out upon the earth, he did not move until Yah commanded him to go out of the ark. And when he came out, Scripture says here in Bereshit, Genesis 8:20, and Noach, he built an altar unto Yah. And he did not take the unclean things, but he took of the Torah, those things that were clean. Now there was no Torah of Moshe, but this was clean. He took of all the clean beasts, of the fowls of the air, and he offered a burnt offering on the altar unto Almighty Yahweh. And Scripture says in the next verse, Yahweh, he consumed that. He smelt this sweet savor. It was sweet to the nostrils of Almighty Yah. And Yahweh said in his leaven, he said in his inward parts, he spoke. Yahweh says, I will not curse the ground anymore for man's sake. He's doing this for man's sake. That's what he says. He speaks to us, and our grounds are full of every kind of foul thing it is. There are seeds that are grown in our lives that are corrupt. They're corrupt seeds. They're thorns that choke out the word of Yah. What thorns? The cares of this life. The deceitfulness of the riches of this life. It chokes out the power of the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. He said, I will not curse the grounds again because, not because of Israel's sake. He said, because of man's sake. He said, because of Adam, because I've made him. And he made Adam when Shaltan fell from Hashemayim. He produced out of the earth of the ground. And he put the life and the power of Torah in Adam. He put that there. His power was to instruct Shava, Eve, in the disciplines of Yah. That's why no woman has no power over her bosom or head to instruct any man. Yah has not given her that power to take no message unto anyone, but to teach the daughters of Zion how to live kadosh, to live clean, to be beautiful. It is nothing more beautiful than a woman. And Shaitan has done everything to defeminize her and take away her beauty. There's nothing more pristine, nothing more productive than a woman. Nothing. It has reduced her down to a sexual object now. Hallelujah. That's why these dogs, it's amazing that they would take certain things out of the Torah. They want 3, 4, 5 wives, and they want to change that, and they want to have wives. But I'm writing a book on that. I will finish that next year sometime. And I will show you where that demise from hell, where it erupted from, the spirit of it. It is not of Yah. It's a wicked thing. And these wicked, twisted men, they abuse the women. And they don't want a woman their age, a 55-year-old woman. They want some 25 to play out their lustful desires. That's the truth. They don't want a woman their age. Big guts and fat, overweight hogs. That's what they are. And so they want something that's young. If they don't want a woman that's 60, they don't want a woman that's 60. Well, we're supposed to watch out of the daughters of Israel and take care of them. No, you're looking after because of your lustful hearts after the young girls. That's what you want. That's what they want. They don't want a woman their age. And they justify these doctrines. Then you must justify those that offer the bullocks and the offerings like Moshe. Because that is written and it shall not change. It has not changed. Yeshua did not destroy that. He did not destroy one iota of the Torah. Yet they want to pick and choose what they think is appealing to them. And that's how they establish their doctrines. And so that is one of the most prolific doctrines that's going forth today. Having concubines, but the woman, she is bound, she has no liberty at all. He puts her away and gets someone else. You understand, I will. It's a lustful wickedness in men. It's not of you. I have one to call me about this dog here in Texas, this lined, deceitful, pedophilia dog, Israel Hawkins. Man called me from St. Lucius and asked me, this man, I've had those to visit our community, and the witness is so. One said he had 27, one said he had 31. The numbers are not that despair. And he loves the young women from the islands, the Caribbean islands, and places like that. A 70-some-year-old man with a 19-year-old gal. Come on. There's no conversation with that. It is not one of love. Don't tell me you love her. This man says to me, Pastor Roberts, there was a sister here. She leaves from this country and takes her 19-year-old daughter to America. Yes, yes, yes. And she goes to Israel Hawkins. Yes, 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 yes. And that was a man. He was 70 years old. And so his 19-year-old daughter, young virtuous daughter, Israel takes her and gives her to the 70-year-old man that had two wives, and he dies. And the daughter now, her condition now, yes, 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 yes. That's what these freaks do. I'll get on that. I want to stay on my subject. That's all right. I know who among us and who is he, all right? I'm a warrior. So if you come for a tremendous battle, you come to the right man. Hallelujah. He did all according that Yah commanded him. When the flood was over, he offered up the clean things unto Almighty Yah. Yah said, I will not curse the ground anymore for man's sake. He says the reason why, because for the imagination of man's love, are we men? Did the woman come from the man? He said the imagination is evil. From his youth, did he lie? That's the Torah man. He is evil. His heart. David said, in sin, my mother conceived me. And in iniquity, I was shapen. A lawlessness. That's why he took another man's wife and brought hell in his house. Destruction. That's what he did. He said, in this avon, this way that is Torah-less, it doesn't cause me to meet the goal of Yah. Tell me, man, you having 10 wives is going to cause you to meet the goal of Yah. Lies. It's not going to do that. It's not going to even cause you to meet the goals of a carnal-minded man. It will not do that. The things that Yah suffered with Israel, because they had learned ways of the pagans, they had tried to incorporate those things in the ways of Yah, just like we have learned. Although Bynum said to us that even in this religious philosophy and dictates that we have learned, that we still today try to internalize the things of Yah by this paradigm of this religious aura that we are accustomed to. And he explained to us that Shaul, he had to empty himself. He counted it all as dung, that he may have the mind, let the mind of Yahshua be in him as well. And so we try to incorporate all the schisms and ideology and all the schisms. We try to collectively bring them together. And we scrutinize Torah according to that corrupt mind. It doesn't work. And that's why we are people, we are not prosperous. Hallelujah. We're not a people that have the wealth and the strength of Yah. We're an impugnate people. Anyone that calls themselves Israel, impugnate, a violent people. We're violent against Yah. We don't love his servants. As they did they kill the Nabi? Did Israel kill the prophet? Are you Israel? You still kill the prophet. When the prophets come to declare against this whore, the spirit of Sodom, and Egypt there in
Jerusalem? Or they're going to receive them with a great heart? Or they're going to kill them? They're going to kill them. And the body's going to lie in the street. That's Israel. For some reason, we want to depict them as this little pristine people. We're people that must have order. We're filthy, and we get filthy every day. If you don't believe that, don't bathe physically and see how filthy you smell. All right? Okay. Just do that. And so the first thing he did, he offered up the oblation unto Almighty God. It was an oblation. It was one of praises. They'd offer up, and it was so pure and pristine that it flowed into the nostrils of Yah like Yahshua, the savoring smell. And the prayers of the Siddiqah, the righteous of Yah, Yah says, this is a smell that I savor. It's something that I don't want to lose. And he savored the smell of this pure offering, this pure discipline of Torah that brought Noach to the place that he fulfilled not some but all the guidelines of instructions that God Yahweh commanded him. If he had gone any other way, he would have faltered. He would have made a detour. And it's one thing about the simplicity pattern. You cut it out the way it is, and you can make clothing all day long from that pattern. And that is one thing about the simplicity of the tomb of Torah. It is so perfect, so complete. The order is so right, you cannot mess up. It is only when we began to integrate our own thoughts, our own perceptions, and our own ideology, that we began to cause the Torah to become of no effect, because we rely upon traditions and attitudes that have been shaped by our own damnable corruption, that it produces nothing in us. And we go to the formals, the formality and the rituals in every activity, every event. It has to be this way, has to go this way. It's not of Yah. I say to the people back home all the time, I can't remember songs, anything. I can listen to a song 100 times and never remember it. I don't have the mindset. I sing it a different way every time. I said, we become so rigid. I sing one way and you sing one way. Come on, just sing from your left. That's how you sing it. Hallelujah. You sing from your left. Hallelujah. Let the words of Torah flow from you. We become so ritualistic that we cannot obtain the objectives of Yah. Are we obtaining the objectives of our own vile minds and our own rebelliousness? Because your flesh says, well, I don't feel like praising him. But Yah said, let everything that have breath, don't do it. Everything that have breath, praise ye, Yah. He tells you that. Hallelujah. Did Noah do all that he commanded him? Did he do all that? So when he burnt that clean offering unto Yah, you think that was not an order as to praise me, that his hands were not exalted unto Yah? Sure it was. He did all. He did all. And the stroll doesn't indicate everything that Moshe did. But we know he did all that Yah commanded him. And we are people that will not obey, because that's why we never meet the objectives of Yah. That's why we can never excel. We not can get beyond our wicked, damnable mindset and our flesh. We can't get beyond that. I don't care about my superlatives. I'm not a grammar major. Neither you. And so we can never claim to the pinnacle law that Yah ordained Israel to be, that she will bless the nations of the world. That's right, Torah. At least someone has a sense of truth. Hallelujah. Yeah, praises to Yah. He ordained Israel that she will be a blessing to the nations of the world. That kings would come and inquire. Men would seek their wise counsel. Hallelujah. Oh, this is an indictment upon Israel. The book is an indictment upon his people. The book is an indictment upon his people. The charges are red. The charges are red. We have failed him. Your ritualistic forms will not produce one thing at all. You will continue to stay in the ruts. We will continue to stay in the position that we are in, Israel. And that is a fact. It is one thing that we know that the Torah of Yah, the Torah of the wise, it is a fountain of life. And those that have the Torah of Yah, there's a fountain of life. Now that is what Solomon said.
It is a fountain of life unto the wise Israel, and it will cause us to depart from the snares of death. What is death? When sin is finished, when the transgressing of the Torah is finished in us, it brings forth death. It brings forth muth. Well, what is muth? It is the separation of Yah. Our minds are not in tune with the order, the disciplines, the statutes of Yahweh. Our minds are not in tune with the Mishra, the power of His Ruach, His Spirit, the life of His living source to rule in us. Our minds are estranged from that. And we can look at the pattern of Israel. They were always estranged from their Abba. And the reason that they were estranged, they were always going about doing things that were not according to the Torah to meet their own means. It was not the means of Yah. So they ran around the Torah to meet their own means, to do what they wanted to do. Yah says, don't take your daughters over there with those. And they did the opposite. Well, it'll make us strong. Yah says, your strength comes from the promise of Abraham, from the seed of Abraham. Well, we want to be like the rest of them. I didn't call you to be like the rest of them. I want you to be a different between the people of the world and my people. I wanted you to be different. Your attitude different. Your persona, your look, your character. That's what the Torah does. It conforms us into the mindset or into the person of Yahshua HaMashiach. That's what it does. Well, what was he? He was just a living power of Torah. He's the living word in flesh. And that's where all the dwelling are. Is Yah has taken his hands and wrote something in you. My, for him to do that. Come on. We have missed the mark drastically. There are those that say, well, that was for some. They say, now the word of Yah is a now. His word is a very present help now. And the time of trouble, it is a now word. It is not a kingdom word, because when we get into the kingdom, we're going to be like Yahshua. Hallelujah. So I need that now. I don't need that in the kingdom. And the kingdom is finished. This is the now truth for Israel. And so Yah has taken his own counsel and put in Israel the Torah of life. Yes. As he did with Moshe, he says, I understand, give me those stones. Watch that hand. He wrote it. Hallelujah. It wasn't your mama's prayers that called you to be revived. It wasn't a prayer. It was the writing on the wall. It was the writing on the wall, Yisrael. We don't give Yah. I bless Yah for all things. For I don't care what powers that be, the world order to the Yah. For he has all things under control. He is the one. He put it in America's heart to give them a barak. And there are folks that went out that voted, never voted, but they went out and voted. They did not put barak in power. He gave them a king after their wicked hearts, after their own corruption, that will kill and butcher babies, that will go and kill and destroy nations and call it collateral damage. What a damn wicked nation America is. You better come out of this whore. You cannot be a partaker of her sins, for her iniquities have reached unto the heavens of Yah. Hallelujah. This is not a blessed place. It is a place that has damnation upon it. Oh, Mr. Jeremiah Wright was wrong when he says, they say God bless America. Well, their God is going to damn America. Their own God, Shaitan. Hallelujah. It's almost like when coming home and seeing the house and knowing that the mighty one is getting ready to take over, he's going to do all he can to destroy it. People getting put out of their homes in this crisis. They're knocking holes in the walls, but they're doing everything. So you put me out, that's all right. I'm going to tear this mother up. And they go in and tear to hell. Holes in the wall, they say, that's all right. It's going to cause you to get... I know what I'm talking about. And when this fool birth out of the belly of darkness, when he rises up and says, my reign is over, I'm going to tear to hell, that there will be nothing left that would be identifiable. He's going to turn against his own illegitimate, bastardized sons and daughters and their religious practices that have no Torah of life. He's going to burn them with the edge. The scripture says he's going to be that mighty, this false beast, that he will cause fire to come down out of Hashemayim, and that it was possible it would deceive the very elect. He shall perform simeons in the Greek expression, miracles that are so profound that he would even deceive the very elect unless their minds are governed by the Torah of Yah. That's what he's going to do. And he's going to tear this whole house to hell. That's exactly what he's going to do. Nuach says, this is right to perform before Yah. We that are wise, those that are wise, we have the Torah of life in us. I want to inject this verse here. Listen to it. Listen to it. It's from 2 Baruch. 2 Baruch, in chapter 38, verse 2. As Baruch speaks unto Yah, he says, listen now. He says, Your Torah is life. The Torah of Yah is life. Yah says with his Torah, let there be light. And there was light. That is the Torah. That is the instructions that governs light. The instructions of Yah. That is the Torah. He said, let there be plants that yield seeds. That is the Torah. He says, woman, you come out of a man, and you shall bear and fertilize seed, and bring it forth after man's kind. That is the Torah. Woman cannot meet a goal by producing or reproductiveness with two women. That is the vile law from hell. These faggot dog men, and this city is filled with them. This is the Mecca of punkality. Punkality and dyke woke. That's all right. I'm not afraid to say that in Atlanta, this whole house. Come out of this hole, Yisrael. She makes you filthy every day. You stink like her. Hallelujah. So no two women are going to get together and make a baby. No two women. No two men going to get together and make a baby. None. Well, they want to marry. Let them marry. It's not a marriage of Yah. And most of those that get married today, it's not even a marriage at all. It is just a cohabitation with each other. There's no pure hava, no love. Come on. There's no ichatz, no oneness. Hallelujah. So it's just a form. They give it, just like it was in the days of Noah. So they're married, giving in marriage. They're eating and drinking. As Brother Shaul says, they're getting fat and greedy. That's what we do. Hallelujah. And Yah's given us a Torah that produce life, as Brother Shaul brought to us. Brother Patrick spoke unto us about the Torah of light. And we know that his Torah, what? Every word he speaks unto us, Israel, that is the Torah of Yah. Everything that he speaks unto us brings discipline, brings light, brings life. It conforms us into the image of Yeshua HaMashiach. Not the Baptist way, not the Pentecost, not the Messianics. They are mass. They're not messianic. And that's followers of Yahshua. And not, for he will be the fullness and manifest the power of Torah. He said, you Pharisees, you Hornei, you damn hypocrites. You just like your daddy. He was a murderer from the beginning. A liar. Why? He did not dwell in the Torah, the truth, the Emet. Yah. When a man doesn't dwell in the Torah, the truth, the Emet, he was a deceived murderer. He was a murderer. He was a murderer from the beginning. Hallelujah. And that's what we have today. Murderous men that murder the sheep and kill them and fleece them. They take the Torah and say, well, you got to look like this. You got to do this. You got to have on that. You got to have on this. Now I want to have on the cloak of Siddiq. The cloak of righteousness. I want my mind to be enveloped with the Torah of Yahweh. Hallelujah. That's what I want. That's what I want. My garments to be the Siddiq, the righteousness of Yah. This breastplate of righteousness. A helmet. The salvation of my feet short. We prepared by the message of the Torah of Yah. And sort of the rock of Yah.
These men today speak with no authority, none whatsoever. It has nothing to do with the vociferousness of the voice or the elevation of the voice. It has nothing to do with that. But it's one thing of the truth of Yah that's always cut. The word of Yah always cut. He intends for it to cut. And it must cut. It must cut. I can teach on love and it will cut. Because we have a false love. It's one full of dissimulation. It's phony. Oh, how you doing, brother? Oh, how you doing? Yeah, blessed. Don't kiss me. Did Yehuda kiss Yahshua? And he said to him, I love you. He said, you do, Yehuda? Those words are going to come to haunt you. So don't kiss me. Hallelujah. Maruk says your Torah's life and your wisdom, your hukmah, your wisdom is the right way. The wisdom of Yah. What speaks the mind of Yah to Israel? What shows us the pattern of Yah? It's His Torah. It's what He speaks unto us. It is His experience with His own concept. Because He is the offspring or His concept of the offsprings of His mind. Everything He says is right. Every word of wisdom He speaks is the right way. I don't care what Yah speaks to us, it's right to do. When He tells you to lift your hands, you rebellious people, He means that. When He tells you everything that has breath to praise Him, He means that, you rebellious house of Israel. We're rebellious people, are we not? We have learned well the way of Shaitan. Did He not rebel? It's almost like a child. Mama say, come here, the child. Get over here, girl. Well, see, with my grandmother, after the first one, you were there. We need parents like that back in the 50s and 60s. They would skin their little ass. And I say it that way. Hallelujah, tan their ass. Yah's going to tan us. Every son that He receives. Everyone. He scourges and He chasteth. You tell me He whipped the fanny fan of yours? He whipped that butt. And He doesn't spare you for crying. Oh, I'm sorry. He said, I'm going to whip that butt, boy. This whole thing going to save you from hell. He doesn't alter that. And I'm telling you, Israel, He's going to fan that hide of yours. He's going to skin the skin off of it. You haven't seen nothing. And there's one thing, when Yah skins it, you will repent. You will have truly teshuvah. You will repent. When Granny would put the rock on you, honey, when she finished, you were right. You were sanctified. You were set apart for the service of her mandates. When she said, go wash those dishes, you went wash. She said, sweep that yard out there, you sweep it. And you move with energy and you move excitingly too, because you knew she could rock that backside. Hallelujah. And she caused a trepidation of fear to permeate. And when she said something, she meant it. We have played Yah to be a cowardly, a most high. He doesn't mean that I can do what I want to. You're a liar. When He speaks, He means what He says. He doesn't intend to speak twice. He said it once, twice. That's it, Israel. And we have, in this corrupt mindset, we have conjured up our own perception of Yah. And it is not Yahweh. It is not Israel. If you have one prayer, pray that He raise up the true Nobi. Just one prophet in this nation. I am not a prophet. And the ones that think they're prophets, they're weak as honey dip water. You will know a prophet when he comes. Hallelujah. What happens to a prophet? They kill him. All right then. These liars today are not prophets. Were they killed among their own brethren? Are we Israel? So Israel always killed the prophet. Did they kill Yeshua? They killed Yeshua. Hallelujah. The pattern is there. They will always kill the Nabi. Because he speaks as a messenger of Yah. He is a melech. He speaks as a melech of Yah. A heavenly messenger. And they will always kill him. Hallelujah. You don't have to receive it. It's still the truth. And so the Torah of Yah, the Torah of Almighty Yahweh Israel, it is life. And the wisdom of Yah, it is what
produce this life, because the life of Yah, it is His right way. It is His right way. It is the way that is right. Yasha. It is right to obey Torah. And we must obey what Yah commands. Yahshua speaks to us in Yochanan John. John chapter 6, verse 63. I've quoted this, but I want to read it according to Scripture. John 6, 43. It says, 63. John 6, 63. He says, it is the Ruach, it is the Spirit of Yah that makes alive. Do you all hear that? And then he says, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are Ruach, they are spiritual, and they are life. That's what Yahshua spoke unto Israel. And it is the life of the Ruach that caused the Word of Yah to come alive in Israel. And so when we hear the voice of Yahshua, in sundry times, He spoke unto us by the prophets. And now He speaks to us in a more excellent way. He speaks to us by His Son. Well, quote, Yah spoke to me. You are a fat out liar. He did not speak to you. Yahshua doesn't speak to you. You cannot even come unto the Abba. You cannot even come unto Yahshua unless Yah draws you. How are you going to hear the voice of Yah when you can't hear the voice of Yahshua? He's not talking to you. You hear that? They've learned that deceitful, damn liish way from the religious practices of their forefathers. And so they incorporate those lies among the Israelites and say, quote, Yah said to me, well, Yah speaks in a book that you don't even know what the book says. He can't even speak to you from the book when He tells you to let everything have breath to praise, and you can't do that. You think He's going to speak to you? We're rebellious, wicked people. We're full of lies. You can't obey that simple truth. When He tells you to praise Him, you can't do that. You think He's going to say, oh, hold up, David. I'm talking to you. Tell Israel that I'm going to spank them. Well, He said that already in the book. David, tell Israel I'm going to do a new thing. Now, everything he does is right. He's already done the thing. There's nothing new under the sun. You know it's a lie because it's not according to Scripture. These are the Kitty Copelands and the big fat daddies down here. Eddie Long and the hog out there in Texas. T.D. the Snake, Snake and Jakes. And Benny Pippin here, and the pimp the folks and rob them and fleece the folks. Never one organic miracle, more faith, nothing at all. They tell you that cripple, you stay back there, honey. You that got something internal, come on up. Oh, hallelujah. Ha, ta, 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 ta. Pa, 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 ha. This wicked generation by that. Benny Hinn, he's a man of God. I believe that. I have no compunction with that. I believe he's a man of God. He's a God of this world. Shaitan is a God. Yah's not that. If Shaitan, a cherubim, as Elder Bynum brought to us, if he's a God, then Yah's not that. So I will not classify Yah with what you classify Shaitan with, all right? Hallelujah. God damn every God. I say it that way. And I'm not fearful to say it. Hallelujah. I will. We're people that do not want to deal with just truth. Deal with our own faults. We don't want to deal with that. Tell me nice things, I like you. You tell me things that contradict my own perception of me, then you got a problem with me. That's what Yah does. To have this carnal mind is enmity against Yah. It's a fight. It's a mind that truly hates Torah. It hates it. So it tries to rectify things in some kind of ritualistic form. And so you see people, oh, I'm just like the Pharisees, the Pilasteries, and they got everything. And they say, well, I'm a Israelite. You're not a Israelite because you're looking like that. Hallelujah. That doesn't make you a Israelite. But flows from the love of man, that which is pure. Hallelujah. You're sure he walked just like the rest of them walk? Sure he did. When his feet were hurting, he says to Yahuda, he says, Kephala, sit down. Well, rub my feet a little bit. Went into the harlot's house. At least she did wash them. My feet were hurting. Wash, honey, toda. Kephala, I came into your house. You didn't even want to wash my feet. She washed them. She kissed them. Come on, daughters of Zion. You have a place that is so beautiful that my. And the enemy has robbed you of your beauty. your look, your charm, and that we're so fictitious. You don't even know what kind of style, how to look. You're so crazy with your appearance. It's crazy. It's not anything beautiful. Nothing. What you think represents beauty, it's a hellish, wicked stench. That's all it is. It's not the beauty of Yah. These twisted-minded Jezebels have taught you how to be beautiful. When the elderly daughters of design taught the young women what was beautiful. Baby, put on that. Take that off. You don't have to look like that. And you look so beautiful. Ah. And so we let this corrupt spirit tell you what is beautiful. The Torah teaches us what is beautiful. He beautify your daughters, your sons of Tizayah, with meekness and Yeshua and salvation. You understand. That is the identity of your beauty. Not your Leslie Faye frock, honey. Hallelujah. Not that. That won't be it all. You just made Leslie Faye a little richer. Hallelujah. Virtuous daughter to Zion, Mishli, Proverbs 31, it tells you her activities, her beauty. That men look at her and say, man, look at this. That a man trusts her with everything. He trusts her with the money, the affairs of the house, the children. He sits in the market and they say, look, man, you know you're somebody. Look at you. Hallelujah. And that it is the way it is with Yah. He says, this woman of yours, she's a whore. He says, I know. It's for the mercy of Yahshua to plead the cause. She's an adulterous woman. She's a whorish woman. What man wants a whorish woman? Not me. I would not have one. Hallelujah. I want a whorish woman. And I'm quite sure she doesn't want a man of whoredom that pollutes her body with every kind of vile thing it is. But a wicked man. How can he lay down and say he loves her? He can't. It's an adulterous, wicked generation. Hallelujah. I talk like that now. If they don't know me, this is the way I talk. But I don't, as Granny would say, Isaac don't take back one word. I don't take back one word at all. It's taking your beauty, daughters, your beautiful things. You're something so beautiful that Yah says when a man finds a wife, he finds an excellent, most beautiful thing. And he has favor. He has favor. Man, we don't hear that. Come on, daughter. So the enemy doesn't want you to practice or your elderly daughters to teach them what a wife should be. Flashing their ass like some Jezebel. Naked like a hoe. I will. But a man finds a wife, he finds a tough thing. And he has favor. I mean, you tell me. Yes, I favored you, man. I know you're an ignorant thing, but I favored you. Given your wife. Her character represents the beauty of what I expect. And y'all looks at it and say, ah, that's all right. It's a savoring smell. And so the enemy has raised up these Paris dog bow wows. These Britney's ho-hoppers. Hallelujah. These queen of whoredom Latifahs. And they tell you, honey, let your titties out, flop like a dog. You want your cleavage, your shoulder, let every man see, honey, you got nothing there. And then they'll realize they cost them out to despise them. I despise women like that. I do now. I do. That's just me. Hallelujah. When I see a woman that she's clothed with the beauty of Yah, I can talk to her. Bless you. How you doing? Whether she's saved or unsaved. She has a character that doesn't represent this filthy, wicked world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Scripture says, Yahshua commands us, he declares, as he spoke unto the Pharisaic order, as Elder Wyman brought out to us in Matitiyah, Matthew 23:27. And I want to move with a little pace here. He says in Matitiyah 23:27, he said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. He calls them Hanif. He calls them hypocrites. You are so vile and so wicked. You are so unclean. You have no Torah discipline. And that's what this generation is. It is a generation that is a Hanif. It has no Torah discipline at all. He says, you Hanif. He says, for you are like a whited sepulchre, which indeed you appear beautiful outwardly. You look wonderful. You look pristine. When people see you, they say, ah, he must be of, quote, God, unquote. They see the Muslim, oh, he must be of God, unquote. They see the Orthodox, rabbinical, or, oh, my, he's a man of reverence like hell. Men of deceit and lies. They let the people down paths that are of error and full of lies and deception. They have not led them to the power of the deliverance of Yah. Yahshua is the deliverance. There's no other deliverance but in him. And you can offer up the bullocks all you want to. You can wear polystyrene on your right arm, your left arm. You can wear it between your eyes. It makes no difference at all. I have a polystyrene of the Torah of Yah in my inward parts. Hallelujah. And what reminds me of that is that when Yahshua speaks to me every day, when I get up, he speaks Torah. He speaks the life. He revived the Torah from the inward parts. That's what he speaks. Hallelujah. I don't have to get up like the Muslim and first thing wash my nose out before I talk. But when I get up in the morning, he talks to me. Hallelujah. Have to wash this foot first before that one? No. Sometimes I don't wash either foot. I get up and go that way. Hallelujah. He says, you look right outwardly. He said, I want to tell you something. He said, but you are within, you are full of dead men bones. Now this ought to throw us for a loop here. He said, you're so full of dead men bones, and not some, but coal. All uncleanliness. You're filthy. Our practices are filthy. They are not disrupted by the Torah, because the Torah will always bring us to the mindset of Yahshua. It will always do that. Hallelujah. Were these not of the Pharisaic order? These were not men that were learned men in the Torah of Yah. That's who they were. They were lawyers. They were men learned it in the Torah. They were not outside the commonwealth of Israel. And I want to say to you, Israel, that Israel consists of more than the tribe of Yehuda. There were 12 sons of Yaakov, and they are Israel. Hallelujah. I have to say this Zionist order, that everyone there that came from Russia, Czechoslovakia, Poland, to say that is Israel, that's a lie from hell. Is there a remnant there? Sure, there are remnant there. But are they all Israel? No, they are not. No more than all in America, more than South America. They're not all Israel. It's amazing that the doctrine, they say, well, all of Yahuda, the men of the dark skin, the nature, they're here in America. Now, that is crazy. Yah says, as elder woman, he will scatter. Do you all know anything about gardening? I'm a farmer. Now, I know how to garden. Now, I got a farm. Hallelujah. I am tough when it comes to gardening and farming. Truth. And I work too. She's a young man. I will show my work as hard as you, because I got to eat off the table. And so when I sit down, then the broccoli is sweet. We'll be picking broccoli when we get back, and cabbages and cauliflowers and man. I get out there all day and I pick. Makes me no different. Hallelujah. And Zoraban scatters. When you scatter small seeds like turnips, wheat, you don't know where no seed falls. You just scatter. You take a handful. He took Israel, and he said, they were scattered. Every nation. Not some. Every nation. Okay, where you go, you find the remnant of the sea, of the Zerubbabel. Israel is there. Israel is there. And just like Yisrael gave you all the coats of many colors, of colors, that is the extremity of the variations, of the color, the complexity of Israel. It is the truth. I don't care what you buy.